that they choose into something that's exactly what they want. And of course, in the process, they run into problems which they have to work on so that the house will become perfect for their needs. And the changes can be fixing a bad foundation or moving some walls or maybe just giving a coat of paint. And when they finish, the house is a perfect home. Well, we can be much like an old house. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, it is with God's mercy and grace that we can be transformed into a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Him. If we accept that mercy and grace, then it is our reasonable service to be changed. A good way to put that is, when we seek to discern the will of God, we must also be committed to doing the will of God as it is revealed in the Word of God. And this is one of those sayings that you need to have on the front of your refrigerator and look at every day. And repeat that. When we seek to discern the will of God, we must also be committed to doing the will of God as it is revealed in the Word of God. Well, if we look back through the book of Romans, we'll find many ways that through God's mercy we can present ourselves as acceptable to God. We know that in the verses of Romans, there is the Romans Road, which gives us the way of salvation. Chapter 3, we see that we can have righteousness through faith. In chapter 5, we can be justified and have peace with God. Chapter 7 deals with our sin in a verse that took me a long time to understand. I'm going to read a little bit more of it. Chapter 7, verse 15 is where I want to go. And this verse called to my mind for quite a few years until I finally understood what you were trying to say. And verse 15 says, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. Well, it helped my transformation when I understood that my actions make a huge difference in how I am pleasing God. And that verse is really good. But it goes on in verse 16 through 25. Let's start it here. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have a desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, that I keep doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work, although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Well, we understand that sin can control our lives. The verse 16 tells us that law is good. Everything that we learn after becoming Christians helps us to understand that. But we are still not perfect because we still have that sin nature living in us. To say that it is the habit of the flesh which all Christians experience. Even though we have a desire to serve God, we sometimes fail, and just like any child, we have to learn a lesson of obedience. Being transformed is where we delight in the law of God and are reborn to put off that old man and allow the good that we want to do to take control. Of course, it is a struggle for all of us, but as it says in verse 25, thanks be to God who delivers us through Christ Jesus our Lord. The last part of verse 25 gives us a key when it says, I myself. It says, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. Well, we have to make a decision to be transformed. It might be hard for us to accomplish, but with Christ in us, we are able to be free from the law of sin and death. And that takes me back to that refrigerator message. When we seek to discern the will of God, we must also be committed to doing the will of God as it is revealed in the Word of God. So if we are committed to do the will of God, we can look at Romans 8:28, and that shows us how we can conquer this world. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. The key there is that if we love God, we will be transformed and follow Him. I always like to look at the definition of what it means. Transform means to experience a thorough and dramatic change. And how many of us in our lives remember the change that we made? And of course, there are some who've made greater changes than others. In verse 2 of Romans there, it says, transformation is done by renewing of the mind. It is up to you what you will set your mind on. With just two options available, the things on the earth and the things above. When we apply this to our lives, we should evaluate every decision we make on the basis of biblical principles. We must realize that obeying God, we receive His blessing. Of course, when we obey God because we obey God because we have the Holy Spirit working in us. I'd like to turn to Ephesians chapter 4. Join with me if you have your Bibles with you today. Verses 22-24. Ephesians 4:22 says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self not the sun go down on your wrath. 27. Neither give place to the devil. It's hard not to become angry over something. Some people struggle with that more than others. But we need to know how to let go of that anger so we can forgive. I know some Christians who find it hard to forgive. An old saying, I can forgive, but I won't forget. Well, we know that God forgives and our sin is forgotten. And we don't need to give that devil a foothold in our lives. We know the devil is going to do all he can to affect our relationship with God. But that doesn't mean we have to allow him to succeed. Being transformed means he doesn't have a chance. And you know how many times in my life that, you know, something's happened. Hasn't been very successful. I've been pretty faithful in my life. But I know some people who get out of the habit of going to church or go a different way in their life. And, you know, we have things that happen to families, divorces, and just all kinds of things. The devil is working in this world. And we need to do our best to try to keep him from 28. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. Well, there's many ways that we can steal. It's not just material things. You think of stealing, you think of, okay, they took something. Well, we can steal from the time that we should be serving God. We can stay home on Sunday or Wednesday, or we can forget to pray or read our Bible. We should be laboring and doing that which is good. I think the key here is giving to him that needs it. We can give in many ways as we leave here today. We'll have opportunities to show how we've been transformed. Maybe you'll meet someone who needs to see your transformation. Whether you help them physically or just brighten their day with a smile, you're serving God by sharing a part of that Holy Spirit power that's within you. Verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good with the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Well, communication is a two-way street. It doesn't have to be a bad word to be corrupt. Thank you goes a long way when you say it. You can communicate with a smile instead of a frown. And I read that everything that we say should minister grace to the hearer. I've always tried extra hard to brighten the day of the people I meet on the street and to say something nice to the person at the checkout counter to make their day a little bit better. And we know how their days can get pretty bad. You know, I read the stories about the Karens. I don't know if you've read those stories about the Karens in the world that cause so much havoc. I want to meet one of them one of these days and be there when they say something to somebody that they shouldn't. And I hope that when that happens, you know, that Holy Spirit will work through that, and not just myself, my sinful self. But maybe you've run into that in your life. You had someone who gets upset over something little. People that work in different fields, you probably have that in different ways. But, you know, especially the people at the checkout counter, you know, they do a lot and put up with a lot. And it's really good to help them to smile. Verse 30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are healed into the day of redemption. Well, the key to being transformed is complete if the Holy Spirit isn't grieved with your actions. We must do our best to allow that Spirit to work in us and through us. What actions do you think you need to change today? How can you show that you are God's property? Your actions will show how you are allowing the Holy Spirit to direct you. Are you going out to eat today? You know, when you go out to eat, I've heard it said that waitresses find Sundays to be a hard day when the people from church come and can be a little bit demanding and maybe hard to deal with. And, you know, what does it hurt to give them a compliment or make them smile? I've yet to have a waiter or a waitress not say to me, "Thanks for asking." When they say, "How are you doing?" And I say, "I'm doing fine. How are you doing?" And we need to do that each and every day of our lives, wherever we are. I got out of my car yesterday, and a man got out of his car across from me in the parking lot. And I said, "Boy, the sun's shining nice today." And he said, "Yeah, it's a nice day today." And we went back and forth a little bit there. And, you know, like I say, communication is a two-way street. And they might not have, you've got that Holy Spirit working in you. You need to project that in some way. Whether it's to make them smile or talk about just how the day is going in your life. So how are you going to be transformed today? One way is to be joyful in your salvation. That shouldn't be very hard to do when you realize that you have the hope and promise of eternal life. We just need to keep doing our best and understand what it is we need to focus on as we go out into the world. If I look at Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation... Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which we have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Well, we can all do better in our transformation. Now, the big key to that, I think, is to rejoice, to be happy. There's the old saying, happy wife, happy life. I heard another one last week that said, happy spouse, happy house. And, you know, so and to me, if you're living a happy life, you need to project that. If Christ is in you, then you should be happy. You should be, you know you're blessed. You should be able to take that blessing that you receive and let that Spirit work in you. And we should have joy in the Lord in all that we do. Verse 9 says it best. Whatever you've learned, whatever you've received, whatever you've heard, whatever you've seen, and we see that through His Word. Okay? We learn things each and every time we pick up the Bible. We should get something out of there that means more to us. We receive God's blessings. We hear what God says to us. You know, we should be hearing that when we're talking to Him each and every day. We pray to Him. It's a two-way communication. Right? We need to talk to God, but we also need to listen to God. Right? And we need to do what we hear and see and what we feel. The God of peace will be with us. So we need to practice whatever it is there that we've done. And hopefully you've heard something today that you can put into practice. Something that will help you in your life. You're going to be in a different place than I'm going to be this week. so blessed. Dear Lord, we know that devil is working in this world. We see it everywhere. We pray, dear Lord, for those who are in a war right now, dear Lord. We're all in a war with the devil. But some are affected more than others. Works in this world is sometimes hard for us to defeat. There's pain, there's suffering, there's sickness, there's things that can cause us pain, and cause us trouble, dear Lord, in our lives. Whether it's someone we know,